Well, Russian defense officials said today the country's planes have conducted at least 18 airstrikes in Syria in the last 24 hours, and they continue to insist they're targeting ISIS and other extremist groups, even as evidence on the ground runs counter to that claim. The BBC spoke to survivors of a Russian attack yesterday in the town of Telbisi. That town is controlled by the Free Syrian Army, which is supported by the U.S. in its efforts to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, an ally of Russia.
It was terrifying, and the destruction was one of a kind compared to what we've seen over the course of the last 4 years. This is the first time we witnessed such airstrikes. Whole residential neighborhoods devastated completely.
Kevin Barron is executive editor for Defense One. He covers the Pentagon and joins us now. And Kevin, first of all, the Russians, as we said, say they're targeting ISIS and other extremist groups. The U.S. says they're hitting rebels who are fighting ISIS. What do we know about what's actually happening in Syria?
That's about all we know. The problem with Syria for a long time has been the lack of independent eyes. So we're relying upon these official statements from Washington, at least. And that's exactly what you said. The Pentagon insists that these were not ISIS fighters. But the Pentagon won't confirm who they were because other reporting says these were actually CIA-backed or trained rebels from Syria. Other reporting thinks that these targeted strikes from Russia may not even have been that accurate, and it was really civilians and other groups as well.
So is there the risk then of a situation where you have an indirect Russian attack on the United States because these are CIA-backed rebels that Russia would be attacking?
Well, that's a bit of A plus B equals C kind of scenario. There's two different, I think, worries. One is some sort of catastrophe of a Russian plane and an American plane being in the same place at the same time and bad things happening. The other is as you were saying, are the Russians targeting rebel groups the United States has been trying to support? It's going to be messy like this for a while.
Well, let's talk about the idea of two planes coming into conflict with each other. In order to avoid something like that happening, we've been hearing people talk about the fact that the Russians and the U.S. are going to have conversations on a daily basis to make sure that their planes are not going in the same places.
And that conversation started yesterday, actually, for the first time, a one-hour-long phone call led by the Pentagon's top international security policy official, Alyssa Slotkin, and that with the promise that both parties would go back and talk over proposals of how to deconflict, that's the word of the day, the air campaign over Syria as well as over Iraq, and talk about some more within a few days.
It's clear the U.S. officials are not happy about the developments, that Russia has gotten more involved here in the conflict in Syria. But is it possible, Kevin Barron, that this involvement by Russia could force people to the negotiating table, could bring an end to this conflict that's gone on for so long now and cost so many lives?
Well, three things. Yes, I think Americans are not happy the Russians have gotten involved. Yes, it could force an end to the conflict, but perhaps not the end that the Americans, at least the Obama administration, has been calling for several years now. This is much more likely to ensure that Bashar Assad will be part of a political negotiation at some point.
And then he will stay in power?
Well, it may end up being that this could be the way to walk him out, that with Russian support and actual Russian air cover, he could be given some sort of sanctuary, some way out that we haven't heard talked about really since the very beginning of all this. Look, the Americans, if they wanted to, they could have, dropped bombs on Assad's head a long time ago. But they waited it out for the region to fight this battle for themselves. And I think, this was the Obama administration's containment policy. Mm. And I think the result that no one saw coming was that while they were all focused on the inside of Syria, here comes Russia from the outside to fill that void.
Kevin Barron, executive editor for the website Defense One, joining us from Washington. Kevin, thank you.
You're welcome.